I just wanted you to really listen to a lot more of that song.
Yeah, Brewers savor
360
it. Savor it.
Is sponsored by Outdoor Living and Cannon and Dunphy.
Pitch on the way to Churio.
Fly ball left center. Where's this one going to land? All the way to Lake Michigan. What a bomb by Churio. Diablo. 109 off the bat, 436 feet away.
Brewers will get back at it tonight. Jackson Churio maybe didn't want a day off after his blistering performance in the sweep of the Cubs. Joined now by Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Rick,
magic number by our calculations, our crack staff here, Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program. We've got us down to one just to make the postseason. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I haven't really focused on that number because, you know, we want to get the number one seed, and we're still getting chased by the Dodgers and the Braves, so we need to keep winning and playing great baseball and get that one seed.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that. Do you, as far as you know, is the plan for, I guess, so we, for those of us who are superstitious, we'll just say if we clinch that spot in the postseason, but those other bigger numbers, clinching the division, two seed, one seed are still out there for this. Just getting to the postseason, going to see what we saw last year, maybe a champagne toast, an acknowledgement, but more work to do.
Yeah, I don't want to diminish the fact that, you know, only 12 of the 30 teams make the postseason. So, you know, even clinching a spot in the postseason is still an accomplishment. It's worthy of being celebrated, and I think the players deserve it. But yeah, it would be sort of a muted celebration. It's like, okay, that's task one. We've got seven more to go. And let's not get too hyped, but let's celebrate it and quickly move on to keep winning. So yeah, I think the players will do some acknowledgement, but it won't be, you know, something that would be consistent with, you know, winning the division, clinching the number one seed, winning in the first round, second round, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, something there, but not a elevated celebration.
Man, I think most Brewers fans back in the day could remember the one time there was a clinch or two times they were clinching. They could tell you the year, the team they played. It's kind of nice, Rick. This is a nice run we're on.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. If you think about, you know, the long history of the Brewers, there's been some good years and some lean years, but, you know, since really 2018, this has been sort of the glory days of Brewers baseball. And you know, credit to David Stearns and Matt Arnold for, you know, putting an incredible team on the field. Obviously, Murph has done a magical job with the players in the clubhouse, and the farm system is number one. We have the best record in baseball. So I feel really good about where we are now, and I also feel really good about the future of this team.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, our guest here on Brewers 360. All right, so three against the Reds this weekend, Rick, and then we're on the road for a piece until returning home to close out the regular season against the Cardinals. Oh, I have to think attendance, I don't know if you track the overall number, but we got to be at about 2.5 million, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll end up over 2.7, 5
wow.
million, which is...
That's a great number.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like the last six home games, we're projecting sellouts for every one of those games, and obviously want to play a lot of meaningful games in October. But it's nice to finish strong, and the fans have been so supportive, and it's great energy when you come to the ballpark and you see the fans there, and it creates such electricity, and you feel it, and the players feed off it. So yeah, you can't thank the fans enough for what they've been supporting this team all year and many years.
Tomorrow's the hat giveaway day, right? The Oktoberfest hat. Is that how are the tickets looking for that? Still an opportunity to sneak in there and get one of those?
Yeah, there's a few smattering of terrace level tickets available. We'll obviously make standing room only available if we need to. But every one of these games, tonight's the sellout. Every one of the games coming up is, you know, we're already at 40,000 tickets sold. So, you know, that's pretty close to capacity. So yeah, there's still some tickets left. I encourage people to go to Brewers.com. You know, obviously we're going to be making announcements about postseason tickets, but if people want to guarantee postseason tickets this year, the best way to do it is to sign up for a 2027 season ticket plan. You can go to Brewers.com for all the information.
Can I, before I let you go, Rick, just, I don't know if I probably won't filter up to your office, but apologize for my dad, who's I think he's a 20 game season ticket holder for decades, and he still prefers to call in and talk to his guy about the tickets. You know, he said, yeah, well, so I called yesterday. He knows his guy's name over there Yeah. So, you know, I want to know my choices, my options. Dad, it's all online.
No, we encourage, happy to talk to your dad or anybody who wants to call. But for a lot of people who like Brewers.com, it's easy. But if you want to talk to your season ticket rep, that's always an option.
All right. So he's not a bother over there.
No, glad to have him. We're never going to say anybody's a bother is buying Brewers tickets.
Okay. Right? He said, you know, I got to get four now because you guys are going to want to go. Okay, Dad, we'll work it out. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Brewers and Reds will go at it tonight. And tonight is a 6:45 first pitch at American Family Field.